We bring you this news about author Margaret Atwood. She just handed over her latest manuscript, but don't hold your breath. You won't be able to read it for 99 years. That's because the paper it'll be printed on is still growing in a forest outside Oslo, Norway. It's part of an art project called Future Library. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more.
Once a year, for 100 years, a panel picks an author. They write a manuscript, which then gets sealed away from everybody.
Including me. I'm being very strict about it. I'm not reading a word.
That's Katie Patterson, the artist behind the project. In 2114, the trees they've set aside will be chopped down and turned into one big anthology. First up is Margaret Atwood's manuscript titled Scribbler Moon. She talked about it with PBS station WPSU earlier this year.
You're always writing it in a time that is not the time in which the reader is reading it. But this is just very much more prolonged.
In 100 years, books on paper might be rare, but Katie Patterson says she has to trust in something bigger.
That would be the trust that human beings still exist, and that's what Margaret Atwood's concerned about, that sure, there might be the forest, there might be Norway, Oslo, but what if there's not even humans left anymore at that point?
And for all we know, that could be the story Atwood wrote. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.